I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. Automakers are not happy about California's latest attempts to reduce greenhouse gases. The car makers are suing the state because it has cut vehicle emission standards. That is, they have to emit less. Joining us from the Marketplace Newsroom in Los Angeles to talk about all this is Lisa Napoli. Lisa, give us some details about this lawsuit that's filed by the major automakers.
Sure, Alex. It's called the Alliance of Automobile Manufacturers, and they say that California's emissions laws are too strict, too costly to implement. They also say it's not a state's business to be upping the standards, that it's the federal government's job. They're worried that competing standards might be imposed on them. Now, Alex, the standards give car companies until the year 2016 to reduce heat-trapping emissions from vehicles sold here in California. Governor Schwarzenegger, even though he's a fan of the gas-guzzling Humvee, says he's going to support the standards, which his predecessor Gray Davis enacted. Now, the Alliance says it would cost a fortune to equip cars to meet these standards, about $3,000 a car.
So this matters outside of California, though. This is not just about California.
No, it sounds at first blush like a local story, but what happens in California, Alex, often has a cascading effect around the nation. And in this case, seven other states and even Canada like these rules, and they're saying they want to adopt them too. And obviously, this could create chaos for automakers. They'd have to re-engineer their cars for sale in different states to meet different standards. Naturally, environmental groups like the Natural Resources Defense Council are not happy about their complaint.
We've seen, really, over the last three decades of air pollution control, the auto companies always fighting new pollution standards, and increasingly they're turning to suing rather than putting their engineers to work.
That's Roland Wong with the Natural Resources Defense Council.
So, Lisa, this suit comes as a new report's being issued about the environment, yes?
Yeah, today, Alex, the private bipartisan group called the National Commission on Energy Policy has issued the results of a two-year, $5 million study of the environment. The recommendations that they're making, group wants to increase fuel economy requirements, not unlike what California is recommending. They're suggesting a cap-and-trade system for limiting greenhouse gas emissions. They want to spend about $2 billion to build a couple of nuclear reactors to test some new technologies. They want to build electricity plants that run on coal. What the report doesn't back is the energy idea that's had a lot of buzz lately, hydrogen. The report says it'll take 50 years to develop hydrogen fully. Now, William Riley is a former EPA administrator, a co-chair of the study, and he says he's hoping that the study is a blueprint for Congress, which has been trying for 4 years unsuccessfully to come to a consensus on energy policy.
There will be a periodic review of the efficacy of this proposal, and not just of how well it's working in the United States, but whether other countries, trading partners, competitors, are doing something similar so that we're not putting ourselves at a competitive disadvantage.
Alex Riley says the time is right for this report now that the election's over and with the war going on in Iraq. Also today in the Marketplace Newsroom, Alex, I'm working on a story about blue-collar jobs. 1 million of blue-collar jobs go unfilled every year, and the situation is expected to get worse.
All right. Well, listen for that. Thank you, Lisa Napoli of Marketplace, produced by American Public Media.